This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick at NPR West.
And I'm Madeline Brand at NPR New York. Forget about the major candidates in the major parties. What about Nader, Bloomberg, and Lou Dobbs? Looking ahead to potential third-party candidates who could make a difference this fall, we'll have that story in a few minutes.
First, tornadoes tore through several southern states last night, devastating parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Mississippi. More than 45 people are dead, and that toll is expected to go higher. At Union University in West Tennessee, in the town of Jackson, that's near Memphis, rescue crews spent the night pulling students from collapsed buildings. Union University's president, David Dockery, described the scene for reporters.
There are buildings that are in complete rubble back there. You can see the ones that are damaged. What you can't see are the ones that don't exist anymore.
That's David Dockery. He's president of Union University in West Tennessee. Lauren Smith is a freshman at the school. She joins us now by phone. She's on the campus. Lauren, how do things look there today?
It's unbelievable. It literally looks like a bomb went off, and cars are completely demolished on top of each other. And just, I can't really explain it. Like, it really looks like a bomb went off.
Well, tell me what you did last night when this tornado was coming on.
Well, I live in the top dorm, and they sent us down to the dorm below us, and we were all messing around because we didn't think it would really hit, and so the window started shaking, and we were like, oh, no, and this girl opened the door to the bottom dorm and said, y'all, it sounds like a train's coming for us, so we ran in the bathroom, and we all got in the bathroom crouching down, and as the door was closing, the tornado took off the wall to the bottom dorm, and it was unbelievable, but we just prayed, and we knew God was sovereign, and he was going to take care of us, and what was going to happen is his sovereign will, and we trusted in that.
Well, it's great that you had faith and prayer, but are you saying that the wall of the building peeled away while you were there in the bathroom?
Yes, sir.
Did you see it happen?
I saw a glimpse of it. I saw the window smash out, and I saw some of the wall leaving as we were shutting the bathroom door because, like I said, we were just messing around. We didn't think anything was going to really happen until we heard the train, because that's what it sounds like, a train.
Well, it still sounds windy there, but tell me, what happened after this wall was peeled away? What did you do?
We just got out and kind of surveyed the damage and tried to figure out what happened.
Was anyone hurt?
I mean, nothing serious. We heard people were trapped under stuff, but, I mean, we got them out, and we all went to the Pinnock Academic Building and stood there.
How many students were around you?
Oh, it was most of the student body. Most of the people in the dorms, they got us out pretty quick unless they were trapped and took us into Pinnock Academic Building.
So that's 1,200 people or so at the school?
Yes, sir.
And you're all huddled together there at one building?
Yes, sir.
That's still standing. And what happened then?
We just sat there and waited. We all got in classrooms. All the guys moved the desk out of the classroom, and we sat and waited until faculty came and picked some students up. I had some friends pick me up.
And where did you go for the night? Your dorm is destroyed, I guess.
Yes, I stayed at with my youth minister and his family.
Well, now, today, what's the situation? What are you all doing there today?
We're at Union right now trying to figure out if they'll let us in or not. And I don't think they're going to let us in the dorm rooms. They said they were, but someone told us to clear out, so when I get done, I'll have to figure out whether they're letting us in or not, see if I can get any of my stuff and if my car's okay.
Does your room even still exist in that dorm, and what are you going to look for there?
I'm going to look for the Winnie the Pooh that I sleep with, because that's really the only thing that's irreplaceable. Everything else, my laptop and car keys and everything, can be replaced, and that is the only thing that I really care about. I mean, we're just all lucky we're alive, because if you saw Union right now, like I'm seeing it, it's a miracle we all survived.
Lauren Smith is a freshman at Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, where a tornado touched down last night, destroying two dormitories. Lauren, thank you and good luck.
Thanks. Bye.